It's Our Constitution, February 8, 2010, Craig L. Bosley, M.D. Contrary to the wishes of Congress, the Supreme Court, and the lower courts, we, the people, in our capacity as jurors and state legislators, have the power to nullify laws we find unconstitutional. Did the Founding Fathers opine on this power? In 1790, James Wilson, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence and one of the original six Supreme Court justices, said, "Suppose a difference of sentiment takes place between the judges and the jury with regard to a point of law. What must the jury do? The jury must do their duty. They must decide the law as well as the fact." In 1794, the Supreme Court agreed with Wilson when John Jay, the first Chief Justice, clarified the juror's duty, saying, "You have a right to take upon yourselves to judge of both, and to determine the law as well as the fact in controversy. Both objects are lawfully within your power of decision." Once again, a law degree is not needed to understand these words. Unfortunately, in 1895, the Supreme Court ruled that even though jurors had the physical power to nullify, a trial judge did not have to tell them about their power. In essence, the court told judges to lie to jurors, omitting what they did not want them to know. This is the ethic of our Supreme Court. But in the courtroom, we the people, the jurors, judge not only the case, but the law. The judge may offer directions to the jury, but the judge is just another witness testifying as to the law. It is the jury that decides what to accept and what to reject. John Adams, second president of the United States, summarized, "It is not only the juror's right, but his duty, to find the verdict according to his own best understanding, judgment, and conscience, though in direct opposition to the direction of the court." Can we, the people,